Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We have recorded in Exodus, the 19th chapter, what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel as he was in the presence of God on Mount Sinai. In verses 5 and 6 it says, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." Now God was saying to the children of Israel there that if they indeed do obey him and keep the laws that he had given them, then they were going to be a peculiar people. And the word peculiar here does not mean strange or weird. Instead, it's actually a term of endearment. It means a special people, a people that are set aside, specifically hand-picked by God. That's sort of the idea that that word has. Think about that. God was telling them that they were going to be a special hand-picked people. Of all the people in the earth, he says here, "For all the earth is mine." But out of all the people of the earth, you will be a special, separated people unto me. Why? Because they would have obeyed his voice. Remember, that was part of the covenant there. If, that's a big word there, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Why did God give them that promise? What was he really saying here to them? It was God's desire that the children of Israel, as they obeyed him, that their lives would be a radiant testimony of the power of God to the rest of the world. As other nations, heathen nations, were looking on and would see the children of Israel walking with God and seeing how God would bless them and care for them and provide for them, the rest of the nations of the world would be looking at them and saying, "Wow, look at those people. Their God must be something very, very great. And look how he cares for them." And in that way, to draw the other peoples of the world to his attention. That was God's plan. That was God's plan for the children of Israel. Now, let's fast forward a little bit here to what God is saying to the Gentile believers now in 1 Peter, the second chapter in the New Testament now. In 1 Peter, second chapter, we have here the letter that Peter was writing to a number of the churches in Asia. And they were Gentile believers. They were not Jewish people. But the words that he speaks here are almost the exact same words that God told Moses way, way back on the mountain in Mount Sinai. And he says here in 1 Peter 2:9, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people." There we have that word again. And what's the reason? Listen to this. "That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." In that last verse there, in verse 10, he's talking about the Gentile people. In time past, they weren't even recognized as a people back in the Old Testament. They were the heathen nations. They were disdained. They were looked upon as dogs or worse than dogs. But he says, now you're the people of God. Before, they had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. What a blessing. That's you and us today, the Gentile people. Praise God that the gospel message is for us today too. But I want to draw our attention to the end of that verse in verse 9 here where he says that they were a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And here's what I want to talk about here. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is calling his children today, everywhere, to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our lives are to demonstrate that. And so, a logical question that comes to mind here is, does your life show forth the praises of Christ? Does your life and conduct demonstrate that you have been delivered from the darkness of sin? Is your life filled with the glorious light of a saving faith in Jesus Christ? Or do others just see a religious person when they see you? You know, going to church doesn't make you a child of God. Being a church member doesn't make you a child of God. And just because your parents love God doesn't make you a child of God either. Being religious doesn't make you a child of God. But a saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will. And for those of you that are a child of God and his Spirit has witnessed that truth to your spirit, your life will be a radiant testimony of showing forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And what a light that is. Amen? Oh, friend, this morning, does your life demonstrate that you have been delivered from darkness? If not, if you are still walking in that darkness, please know you can be delivered from that. You know, you may know all the right things to say at just the right time and at the right place, but your life can be so empty and so dark and so meaningless and just so miserable. But God is calling everywhere men to repent and come out of that darkness. And just, he wants to bring you into his marvelous light. No one needs to walk in darkness. No one needs to lead an empty life. No one needs to live a life of hypocrisy. Jesus is calling men everywhere to repent and come out of the darkness and be delivered from that light. Be delivered from the darkness of sin. It is that marvelous light that gives us the power to return good for evil. That light is Jesus Christ himself. He gives us the power to have victory over sin. We no longer have to be a slave to old habits. Jesus can free you from your bondages. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. If you don't have that light, that glorious light in your life this morning, friends, repent. That is the gospel call. That is the gospel message. It's not enough to be a religious person. It's not enough just to go to church. That doesn't cut it. God is calling us to be his children, to be called out of that darkness, and to be brought into that glorious, marvelous light that he has provided for everyone, for anyone who will accept it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, friend, come to that light and life today. Today, while today is the day of salvation, we have no promise of tomorrow. God is calling men to himself everywhere. Let's turn from the darkness of sin, friends, and respond to that glorious light. And let Jesus fill your life with his glorious light. God bless your day.